Blog Talk Radio.
No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years.
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's a Saturday night, and it's time to experience spiritual unity and meditation with your host, the brother with the most, the man with the plan. And if you can understand, you might be a grand. I'm not a poet or nothing. I mean, I'm not even great at this. But let's welcome Dr. Benjamin Bridges to the studio.
And just wanted to let everybody know that there's some great and wonderful things that are on the table right now for us to participate in. And, you know, one of them is a program dealing with the water, you know. And there's a guy that they say is a multi-billionaire that has been able to, you know, really find the right way to empower the water so that it could be used to benefit us instead of, you know, like tap water that you get off of your sink. You know, a lot of times you don't know what is in that water, and it could have a very harmful effect on you. But with this water here, it had a very powerful positive effect on, you know, it energizes people, it helps to stop pain in your body. It, you know, there's a number of other things that are very needed, you know, for most of our people. If you have diabetes, it helps you either get less sugar there, and, you know, if you got high blood pressure, it lowers your high blood pressure as well. So these are some things that, you know, this program can do. Proud of it is that if, you know, any of you guys would be interested in dealing with that, let me know. So this is something that, you know, can definitely benefit your health 100%. And I'm really glad to see that this opportunity is available right now for you, me, and our community. So definitely, you know, if any of you guys are interested, you could call me back at this number, 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. 979-6372. And we do have some folks that are going to be speaking on that subject, but before we get into that, I did want to talk about one thing that we're dealing with right now that's very important. And if any of you want to get involved with that as well, that could be something that you could call me up on. But the bottom line is, it's called spiritual unity. Coming together in spiritual unity to be a blessing to our community. These are some things that are very, very important. And the only problem with it is that, you know, if we do not, you know, want to pay any attention to it because we don't feel that spirituality can really help our people, then that's, you know, unfortunately a lie. But the reality is that spirituality can definitely set us free from a lot of the negative things that we are encountering here today. So what we're looking at right now is bringing all the churches together, bringing all the mosques together, bringing all of the Hebrew temples together, and bringing all together the Rasta churches together as well. And in bringing that together, instead of bringing them together so they could curse each other out or to want to kill each other and all of that, no, we're not talking about nothing crazy like that. We're talking about our people coming together in spirituality, where they'll be praying together, fasting together, where they'll be meditating together to bring about positive change. And this is something that we are now dealing with. So I've spoken to two churches, and two of them are saying, yes, I would like to get involved with what you're talking about. And what we're going to be praying on and what we're going to be fasting on and meditating on, visualizing, is ending the violence in our community. Stop seeing our kids killing each other. Stop seeing, you know, racist white police officers killing our people. Stop seeing our people, you know, having so much hatred and negativity towards one another. And we can overcome all of that through the power of God and Christ. And as we come together in spiritual unity with that, it will create a very, very powerful opportunity to get rid of all the negativity in our community. So I'm just very thankful to see that so far I'm just starting this, instead of getting two churches telling me, nah, man, I don't want nothing to do with helping our people. I just want to collect the money in our church, and that's it, and put it in my pocket. I ain't interested in helping my community. And I didn't hear that at all, and I was very glad I didn't, you know, because some of these churches, unfortunately, that's where they are, you know, pastor, the reverend, you know, that's what they're vibing on, just putting money in their pocket. But in regards to really helping our community and bringing some positive change in our community, some of them don't want to deal with that. But I'm glad that out of the churches I've spoke to thus far, the two said yes. I am interested in seeing what we can do to help our community, you know, break free from the negativity that we're caught up in right now. And that was really great to hear. And I'm very thankful to see that we do have some churches that do care about the lives of our people, and that our youth lives are important. So that's our future generation. And for us to just allow that future generation to get flushed down the toilet doesn't make any sense, because they could either end up in jail or they could end up in an early grave site by having these gang wars and selling drugs and all that kind of crazy stuff. But we don't even have to acknowledge that they need to get caught up into all of that madness. What we need to do is pray through God and Jesus that we will start to see a brand new great reality of how our youth will now begin to really act from a righteous state of mind instead of a wicked and evil state of mind, wanting to kill each other, wanting to sell drugs and all that kind of crazy stuff. They don't need to be doing that. But when you don't have any positive programs out there for them to get involved with, guess what? That's what they end up getting involved with. And that comes back on us, because we need to be the ones to step up to the plate and pull them out of the dungeon of evilness and wickedness and have them now to be in a positive state of mind where they can live to see a great new reality and how they can achieve great success. And they can reach, as they said, we said before, they can reach that mountaintop of success where they can achieve their very best. But in order for them to get there, they have to be seeing themselves from a positive state of mind. If you're going to see yourself and your people in a negative state of mind, and how, you know, you don't care about them and that you hate them and you don't have no problem killing them and all that kind of crazy stuff, that's a negative state of mind that our kids do not need to be in. But if we can get them in a positive state of mind where they are now showing respect, showing caring, showing sharing, showing the ability to reach out to help one another, also showing the ability to reach out and be a blessing to one another. These are the things that our kids and even our adults need to do with one another. And in so doing, that's when we'll see a brand new great reality. So I just want to share that once again with my brothers and sisters. And if any of you are interested in coming aboard on our coming together in spiritual unity. Our churches, our mosques, our Hebrew temples, our Rastafarian brothers and sisters, all of this is something that we can do. And in so doing, we'll see a great positive new change in our community too. So anyway, this is something that I know can come about in bringing positive results, because we've already experienced it once before. So now for us to reopen that door and to bring that positive vibration back into our community of our people, seeing each other from a positive state of mind, of wanting to help, wanting to be a blessing to one another, want to reach out and truly, truly uplift one another. And soon you will see a totally resurrected community, and that will be great. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you and just let you know that if any of you would like to get involved with our praying together, fasting together, meditating together on ending the violence in our community, we will start to see the great, excuse me, the great and wonderful opportunity we can all start to participate in. And that is a good thing. So anyway, right now, Brother Ron, are any of the people that were there to speak about the water, are they on there?
You have to talk louder into the phone because people can't hear you too much.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah, position yourself louder in the phone. I don't know, you got to get closer to the phone or pick off the microphone or something.
Yeah, I got the speakerphone on. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah. Get closer. Say something again.
Yeah, okay. Did you hear me better now?
Okay, all right. So we have Mr. Norman Hargrove. We talk about that great water opportunity that you were talking about, and great health, wealth, and wisdom. Good product. So let's for Mr. Norman Hargrove.
Over here.
Okay, Brother Norman. Thanks for coming on and joining us on the radio show. And you can share with our people some of the things that we can do to bring about some positive things through the water opportunity that you are speaking about. So if you could, go over some of those things now, that would be great.
Okay, I want to tell everybody that's out there in radio land who the person is behind this water and how this water got to be on this platform. First of all, I don't know about you guys, but there is a product that you can find on most at most counters or around the counter in convenience stores and truck stops called 5-Hour Energy. I've seen it. It's been around for many years. The person that I'm going to talk about is the creator of that product, and he's made billions of dollars from this product. I think this person, who probably lives in the Americas, is probably from somewhere around India. I'm just guessing. I have not found that out, but I will. But, guys, he is the starter of this program called True Hydration, and he is an inventor as well. And what he did, guys, is he went up into Michigan and purchased 25 acres of property, and he built some research and development buildings on that property. Okay, and he is also the inventor of, I forgot the name, guys, and I'm sorry for that, but it's a bicycle that you can paddle, and it will power up everything. You can plug into this bike. I guess the bike acts as a generator, and then you can power things up, even electricity into your home or whatever. That is that guy. So he created an invention since he created the research and development buildings, they created an invention that turns salt water, ocean water, into drinking water, fresh water, guys. This is that guy. You know, they have done that before, but the problem is that they could not do it to where you can afford to get that that water and drink it. It was not economical for the average person on the street, and so very few people, including the military, had the expertise of not only creating that water but drinking it as well. It did not reflect the usage for the average person. Now, I will say this. He made it economical for everyone on the planet. So he absolutely solved the water crisis that the whole world is facing. He solved that problem with this invention. Now, this invention caused those guys to stumble upon something that they did not look for, they did not expect. They found it by accident. Actually, the invention that this guy created had the ability to purify water to the point that hospitals wanted to use it. I'm talking about 99.9% pure, so pure, guys, that the hospitals wanted to use it for irrigation purposes. And, you know, when they're in the operating room, they can kind of flush the patient out with that water and kind of see around and do things they need to do. This water is that pure. And guys, it is without anything that you can name that's in bottled water and tap water. Well, we know tap water is bad, and a lot of people think that bottled water is good, but it's absolutely not good, guys. It's created in plastic containers which contain BPHs, guys. This has no BPH, no fluoride. It is deionized water. That's what your body wants, is deionized water. So, guys, they started giving this water away to people when they found out how pure it was. They added some electrolytes. They added some minerals to this water. They did everything to this water and started giving it away. And what they found out, guys, is that this water was so absorbable. When you drink it, it goes immediately into your cell. And I want to clear up the myth, guys. The myth of drinking 8 to 10 glasses of water a day, guys, that's just a myth. That is not true. That's based on poor hydration. Now, I want you guys to keep this in mind as I tell you about this water, because you're going to get real excited. 99, what we're finding out today is 99.9% of all diseases are a direct correlation, guys, to a lack of hydration. Constipation, heart problems, diabetes. I just heard a report that they're saying now that diabetes is turning in, is a direct relation to not drinking enough absorbable water. And they were saying for years that it was the pancreas and it was other things. I'm quite sure those things do play a part in it, guys, once you're not getting the proper hydration. But this is, guys, constipation, pressure problems, all of those things, arthritis, all those things are clearing up when you drink this particular water. So, guys, what they're doing, since this guy wants to give back to the community in a large way, guys, he is giving a case of this water to anyone that wants it. It's absolutely free. It's absolutely the shipping charge is paid for by this guy, and you don't have to pay nothing but just call Dr. Bridges or Dr. Robinson and give them your information, just some, you know, your address and where you live, your email address, and your age based on, guys, we're not giving this to a child. We're giving it to an adult over 18. It's absolutely shipped to your front door. And guys, it doesn't cost you a thing. That's his way of giving back to the community. But what they found out, guys, is this thing is normalizing sugar levels. It's normalizing blood pressure levels. I mean, discomfort. Do you have discomfort in your knees, guys? Do you have discomfort in your shoulder, your neck, wherever it's coming? Guys, those things are dissipating by drinking just a little of this water. Now, I got to tell you guys, that myth talked about 8 to 10 glasses of water, guys, that's based on poor hydration. But when you drink a liquid that can quickly absorb in the cells, guys, you don't need as much. That's a fact. So you can drink a can or two of this because it comes in cans with the liner in the cans. Remember, guys, no BPHs. No fluoride, no lead, no mercury, none of those harmful things that's in water, guys. This water is absolutely pure. That's why hospitals are using it. It can come to your door for you to consume. And, guys, watch out because you're going to know within the first can of you drinking it, comes in a 12-ounce can, comes with a little lemon in it, guys. They're going to send you 12 cans of lemon water with no sweetener, and then they're going to also send you 12 cans with lemon with a little sweetener in it for you to check out to see which one you want in the future. But, guys, you can absolutely get this at no cost with everything you need in it to bring your health back. And it even strengthens your immune system. You will never be constipated. Oh, guys, I'm telling you, it is so much powerful. And he's given this water out all over the world, starting with the United States of America first. The Caribbean islands are going to be second. And, guys, the rest of the world will follow suit. And I'm just telling you, if you are in position for what's getting ready to happen, guys, with everybody being under you, whether they're from China or wherever they're from, guys, all those people are going to be drinking this water, and they're going to come back and say, hey, you know what? I want some because, guys, this company has not even opened their doors yet. It's absolutely in pre-launch, and we're going to be launching on the 19th of April. And until then, guys, this water is free. They're going to even be giving it away free afterwards. But, guys, you won't get 24 cans. You get 12 cans. It really doesn't matter, guys. Hydration is hydration. That is the most important thing in your health today because, remember, guys, there's a whole lot of metabolic processes that it takes to keep your body healthy. They never happen without proper hydration. And so with your body fully hydrated, you don't not only need as much, but it would cause those metabolic processes to occur. And this bottled water, this canned water, guys, also give you a feeling of wellness. It is the most powerful health thing that I've ever seen in my life. By the way, guys, you got to have water to survive. About 3 or 4 days in, guys, if you don't have water, you're going to start to shut down. Okay, so the opportunity is there, like I said, to give Ben Yaman Bridges a call or Dr. Ron Robinson a call to get your free water. We'll order it today, and that's your only responsibility is to drink it and get well, guys. Thank you so much for letting me come in. I'm open for questions. If anybody got any questions, I'm so excited about it because I've been knowing for a long time that if you don't get enough water, it ain't what you drink, guys. It's what you absorb. So for most of us, we're drinking all this water and we can feel it in our tummies. We're working out. And guess what, guys? We're not even being hydrated because people are peeing to death. They're going to the bathroom to just pee, pee, pee. That is a sure sign that you are not properly hydrated to begin with. I know somebody that drank 4 cans, which is 48 ounces of the right stuff, guys. They were not getting up peeing. Every blue moon they were peeing, and that's the way your body was created by God to react to pure, to drinking water that absorbs into your cells. Any questions?
52347, your mic is open. 252-347. Your mic is open.
Well, doesn't look like he's around, but I do have a question for you. And we're seeing what we got in regards to us dealing with all the good benefits of this, right? But the other question is, are there any financial blessings that are involved with this as well in regards to you selling this after the 19th and you selling it to people as well, that you could get a commission on that or not really?
Oh, yes, there is definitely a commission. And I tell you what, the early bird gets the worm on this. You guys are finding out about this incredible water right at the very beginning, because what's going to happen, people, the water is so good. It is so good that people are going to realize, you know what, I need more of that. I don't want to run out. And so guess what? They're going to come back to you, and they're also going to say, not only do I want free for the people that have never had none, they're going to have to pay the shipping this time, guys, because people do not do the right thing to take the water and throw it in the corner like they do everything else. But guys, the point of the matter is that they're going to purchase more water to stay hydrated, to get the feeling. I mean, they're even sleeping better at night. Yeah, there is definitely a commission, but this time you're going to capture people that are growing under your team around the world with the right hydrated water.
Okay,
and I'm not in position right now to tell exactly how the compensation plan works, guys. I can tell you that it is incredible, a 7-level unilevel that will encapsulate so many people. Guys, you can make an incredible amount of money just by giving people the proper hydration to keep them healthy. Thank you, Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got 252-347. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself if necessary. 646-702. Your mic is open. Mm-hmm. Unmute yourself if you're muted.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
shucks. 646-702, your mic is open. Your mic is open. 805-982, your mic is open. 805-982, your mic is open. People, you might have to unmute yourself. If you're muted, you might have to unmute your phone. 843-575, your mic is open. 843-575, your mic is open. 912-314, your mic is open. You have to unmute yourself, people.
Dr. Hello?
Bridges.
Hello?
Ben? Hello? Yeah. Someone is coming on to speak?
Yeah, 575-2050. 843-575.
Oh, okay, great. So what question did you have in regards to what the gentleman was talking about?
Yeah, can you, Norman Bernard, how you doing? Can you elaborate a little bit more on what all of this water is helping, anything other than dehydration?
Well, not only dehydration, your body does not operate functionally properly unless you have dehydration to do so. Remember, your body has different metabolic processes that keep you healthy that needs water as it's just like putting gas in the car. You wouldn't expect your car to go anywhere unless you fill it up with gas. Well, that's the same thing happens with your body. If you don't have proper hydration, different things that it takes to keep you healthy, sir, it will never keep you healthy. Those metabolic processes never occur or never complete, I should say, to keep you from having headaches or intestinal disease, different things like that need water to keep you functionally well. And I'm talking about different things like arthritis. I'm talking about different types of diseases in the blood. I'm talking about pressure problems. They're saying now that pressure problems are directly resulting from a person not getting enough hydration in, but you got to have the proper water. You can't just go to the sink and drink water. You just can't buy a bottled water and think that you're getting that proper hydration, because at the end of the day, it ain't how many bottles of water you drink, it's what you absorb. And this is the right type of absorbable water to get into your cells immediately, if you're healthy. That's the difference.
646-702, your mic is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, you know, this water thing just blows my mind, man. Because, you know, in the cells, there's this things called mitochondria.
Yeah.
And when the mitochondria gets the proper type of fuel and the proper type of water, man, they're called little powerhouses. And the more mitochondria you have, the more power you have to run your body. And that is what we want. We want more energy. And this is what I believe that's what you're talking about.
Absolutely what I'm talking about. I want you to understand that 3/4 of the earth is full of salt water, guys. We are made of water, guys. I don't know. I'm a 70-80% of water and 25-20% hardened material. We have to have water. That is one of the most important elements in our bodies is water. And when you don't drink enough, or I should say that, I'm going to take that language away. If you don't absorb enough of what your body needs to function properly, you will never be healthy, including helping your immune system. Different things takes the proper hydration. That is number one, and the doctors are finding that out, and that's why they released the statement here not too long ago that diabetes, who we thought had the pancreas involved, which it do, but it's not a major player, guys. The major player that caused diabetes, one of the number one reasons of death in this country, was proper hydration. And so we find people out there giving the kids all kind of sugar and sweetened drinks made up of different things, guys. First of all, it ain't proper water. But when you give your body the proper hydration and the water that absorbs immediately into the cells, guys, you're going to be healthy. You're going to feel better. You're going to be less nervous. You're going to handle stress better. Your whatever that is in your brain, guys, as far as stress concerned, all of those things are going to be better, and we're going to get better. Remember, guys, this is our very first show. As I learn more and we learn more, guys, it's going to be brought out to you. The company has not opened their doors. They're opening up on the 19th of April, just a couple of weeks from now, guys, but they are giving some incredible. My phone has been ringing off the hook, guys. So me doing research on what is occurring with this water is very, very minimal, guys. But I can tell you, I'm hearing from people live. I'm hearing from people I know that says while they popping the can and drinking about half of it, they're saying, oh, my headache just went away. Oh, my knees just stopped hurting. Guys, we're actually, I'm not supposed to give anybody else testimony. The very next show, guys, we're going to have people to come on and give their personal testimony about what this water, I'm still waiting on mine. I just ordered mine, guys. I just found out about it, but I had to let the world know what I have so that they can get other people in line to get their free case of water, not even paying the shipping. What do you guys have to lose if you're not paying for anything at this point except just drinking the water? And like I said, it comes in cans, a 12-ounce can. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this. Any other questions?
Two five two three four seven. Your mic is open. 646-0702. Your mic is open. 845-982. Your mic is open. 843-575. Your mic is open. I think 914-314. Your mic is open. 646-702. I think you already talked. 323-899. Your mic is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Wade from California.
Okay, how you doing, sir?
Good, good, good. I have a question here. You said that the water, you know, can we need the hydration. Okay, if we need the hydration, you said that they're not giving the water to kids under 18. Is there a problem with it for kids under 18?
No, it is not. Is that to be do business in this country, you have to be 18 or over. And when you're sending some, it needs to be a person that can understand water. The average child don't understand it. Just, you know, they might be drinking, but they're going to send you a whole case of 24 cans. You can give some to your children. Absolutely safe for children.
Yeah, that's what I was concerned about, that, you know, whether you could give to kids, and which you know, kids do need that hydration, you know.
Yeah,
they're running around playing sports and stuff like that, they get dehydrated.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can give it to babies, you can give it to your pets. It's absolutely pure water with electrolytes, minerals. It's got everything that your body needs to complete the metabolic processes, and they'll start noticing the skin get better, the hair get better, everything on your body gets better when it's properly hydrated.
Okay. What about the pH balance?
Oh, it's absolutely balanced. It's pure. It comes from the ocean. It's exactly balanced, sir. It's not acidic.
Oh, okay, good. Because I know that germs and viruses cannot survive on a pH.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, and so it's too early right now. You don't have enough information about the prices of the case.
The prices, I don't know what it is, but what happened when you call Dr. Benjamin or you call Dr. Robinson and you sign up for your free case, all we need is your name, email, address, city, state, zip, and your date of birth so they know that they're doing business or sending it out to an adult. Then you're going to get several emails that's going to tell you everything you need to know and then some about the water that you're drinking. It will absolutely blow your mind, and you will reach for the telephone to call everybody else to get some.
Okay, so I've just signed up a day or so ago, so I'm looking forward to the information.
Okay, thank you so much. You can call me anytime. You can call me anytime. I help Dr. Benjamin and Dr. Robinson. You can call me anytime. Norman is my name. Okay, yeah, Norman, and my number is 912-655.
I'm Todd Trent.
Oh, yeah, you can call me anytime. Any of you guys out there in Radio Land can call me anytime. You can call me in the morning from 9 or 10 to 10 to 11 at night. I'll take your call. And if I'm on the phone with somebody else, I call you right back. I'm here to help everyone on this call. Water is the most important element on the earth. Without water, nothing will survive. But the thing is, you want the right type of water. You want pure, not only pure, but you want water that goes into your cells immediately and get the job done. And we have that. And the guy that is a billionaire is giving a case of this water to everyone. Remember now, we're going worldwide. So this opportunity that I talk about that I'm not really talking about, because the most important thing is to get keep everybody, and this water reverses cancer. Okay, I can say that. It reverses cancer. Oh, my goodness. But it's going worldwide, and everybody's going to get a chance to drink this water, and they're going to want to say, I'm in, or I want to get in. That's after they drink. Go ahead, sir. Sorry.
So it sounds like that it would help with diabetes, type 2 diabetes.
It is a lack of hydration is the number one cause of diabetes. So when I got a friend of mine in Texas that has diabetes, has high sugar. The sugar is always high. If you even look at something you shouldn't be eating, then the sugar goes up. And so what he did about 2 weeks ago, he went to an event that he knew he shouldn't be eating bad. He ate every kind of cake they made, and muffin and banana pudding. And he was so nervous about checking his blood sugar because he had made a mistake. But when he went and checked it, he just started drinking this water, and his sugar was only 135. I'm sorry. He was blown away. Guys, a lack of drinking hydration water, guys, is the number one cause of diabetes. And so you can help your blood sugar levels, I should say, by drinking this water. It's awesome.
Okay,
it's
cool.
Really awesome.
We're going to open up 917-941. Your mic is open. Unmute your mic. Your mic is open.
Greetings, brother. He's inside. Thank you so much.
917-941. Your mic is open. Okay, I don't know if they can hear or whatever. Because I think I hear some noise in the background. 917-941, your mic is open. Unmute yourself, or maybe you're not talking loud enough.
Thank you, brother. Good work.
All mics are open. 843-757, your mic is open. 912-314, your mic is open. 805-982, your mic is open. 646-702, your mic is open. 252-347, your mic is open. All mics are open. You can unmute yourself, and you can ask a question pertaining to the water and the good health properties that it has. 917-941, your mic is open as well. If you have a statement, go right ahead. Dr. Ben, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, first off, I just want to say I'm really glad to see that this is a very powerful opportunity that can really be a great blessing not only just health-wise, but it sounds like there's even another opportunity where financially people that get involved with this can actually make a nice amount of money as well. And that's good because, you know, a lot of people are stuck in poverty and stuff like that, and this could be something that could definitely pull them out. But even more so than that, you know, right now there's so many different health problems in the United States, whether it's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, and many more, that, you know, our people are finding themselves as victims of, you know, these different health problems. But with this water situation, from what you're saying, it sounds like it could have a very huge impact on our people and show them how they could actually, you know, truly change their situation as far as being stuck into different health problems and even financially change their situation in regards to that as well. So, brother, I just wanted to say that I'm really glad to see that this opportunity is opened up for our people. And, you know, I just hope that, you know, our people really do move forward to take advantage of it. Because a lot of times our folks feel that things are, you know, scams and all of that kind of crazy stuff. But this is very much for real. And I'm really glad to see that this is something that could, you know, have a huge impact on being a blessing to people that are stuck with cancer, that are stuck with diabetes, that are stuck with high blood pressure and many other things. So, you know, this is good. And, again, if anybody is interested in getting more information on this, the number where they can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And when you call me, we can get you that free case, you know, if you're interested in it. And, you know, when you don't have to pay for it and you don't have to worry about not even just buying the water, but even the shipping. The shipping is free as well. And this gentleman who's a multi-billionaire is saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, give this out to people in the beginning. And so this way they could see that this is not something I'm lying about. I'm telling the truth about this. This can definitely have a huge impact on changing your life, especially if you have a health problem. And that's a good thing, because our people start drinking this.
Oh, yeah. And then I also like to say, Dr. Ben, the same guy that created 5-Hour Energy has been around for years on the shelf. He is definitely no scam. He is a billionaire because of 5-Hour Energy. His water is so good that hospitals want to use it around the country to irrigate people in their operations. And one more thing I got to say, that if you think I'm talking right now, you wait. As people get their water and they start feeling much better and the different problems are mitigating. I had a lady that had knee problems. Like, I mean, her knees were so bad every 10 to 15 minutes, she got to go find somewhere to sit. Guys, as she was drinking her can of water, knees that hurt her all day long every day quit hurting. So if you think that the only thing new is we're giving you the opportunity to position yourself to get that water. But if you think this ain't going around the world, you just look and see. And, guys, you will say definitely that you missed the opportunity to position yourself and your children. And, by the way, I want to remind you that AI is coming and taking jobs all over the place. Guys, if you think, opportunities like this, you don't let them pass. Okay, but if you think that you know, guys, with or without you guys, we want you guys, but with or without you guys, this is absolutely going worldwide because water is one of the most important elements for your body.
So, yes. So, yeah, that's really great to hear, my brother, once again. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing this spread throughout our community. And like you said, once they get that free 24 cans of the water, and then they, you know, actually get a chance to see how it's benefiting their bodies, that's when you're going to see a lot of people saying, hey, I definitely want to get involved with this, you know, because when you have proof that this is real, that's what really gets people involved. But when people want to keep everything under the blanket and under the rug and all that kind of crazy stuff, that's different. But this guy is actually putting the proof of it out there for everybody to see, and that's a good thing. And in that way, people will see that this is definitely something that is going to be able to really be a blessing for them, and that's a good thing. So, Brother Ron, did you have anyone else at this time?
Yes. Hold on. 912-314, your mic is open.
Hello.
917-941, your mic is open. Right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Go ahead.
All right. This is Frank in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, I've always had the idea that we could open up the doors to the nursing homes and free some of those people from bondage, you know. So I think this type of water, Gillis water, could probably go a long way in doing just that. So I'm just blown out about the water, and I can't wait to get my own. And
well,
I want to open up the doors
to
nursing homes. Yes,
well,
open the doors to nursing homes. Free those
when you
people.
When you think about what has been happening and what has been being told us about drinking enough water, ain't none of that true. We're finding it out. If somebody drinks a can or two, they're good all day. Like I said, you know, diabetics who drink a lot of water, all they do is pee all day. But guys, when your body is properly hydrated, you can drink the needed amount of water, a can or two, and guys, you ain't running into the bathroom every time you look around because your cells are being properly hydrated. I mean, guys, it's well known that, you know, documentation beats conversation every single time. So you know that I am telling the truth about this water, but you just hold on because this water is going to be worldwide, and then you'll be saying, oh, my goodness, he was right, or what he was saying on the radio. Guys, we here at Blog Talk Radio has the first to position ourselves ahead of everything else that's coming down the pipeline.
That's beautiful.
Any questions? Any more questions, guys? Your family here, but we can't stop this moving train called True Hydration. We won't be able to stop it, guys, because too many people are receiving incredible benefits.
Question, right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is Wade again from California. It seems like, you know, what you're saying is the healing process. If you give your body what it needs, it can heal itself. It's given the nutrients and the minerals, you know, it can heal itself of anything.
Yes, indeed. And you got to have water to complete those metabolic processes. If water is not in the equation, or you're drinking the wrong type of water that won't absorb, you know, for somebody who's drinking a gallon of water a day or half a gallon, that don't mean anything. What means the most is if it's going in your cells or you're going to be peeing all day. Exactly right there, Mr. Wade. Thank you so much for that.
Okay.
Thank you. Any questions? I'm wide open. There's a lot of people out there. Don't be afraid to ask questions, guys. We are talking about 100% pure health. And then if you want to get seriously technical about it, we're talking about health and wealth. So, but we're going to attack the health part right off the bat.
Oh, my God.
You know, I like to ask a question there, Doc, as you're opening the lines. How many people do you know out there that's diabetic? How many people do you know that's out there that has pressure issues? How many people do you know out there that has problems with discomfort? I got to be careful what I say in an open forum like this. But how many people do you know that can't sleep good? How many people do you know that has skin issues? How many people do you know that has all these things, and all these things are directly related to a poor lack of hydration? So, guys, we got the answer for it. The only thing we need is you.
Does anyone have any questions for my brother?
All mics open. You got to unmute yourself. 252-347-646-702-805-982-843-575-646-702. Well, 323-899. I think you spoke already. 917-941-912-314. All of your mics are open. Unmute yourself and you can speak.
Okay, this is Catherine in Los Angeles. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, very much so.
Okay, my question about the water is, what is the source of it? Is it from the ground or is it processed in a lab?
Okay, it's processed. It's pulled from the ocean. They found a way through technology to turn ocean water into fresh, drinkable water. So, you know, the world, whole world was facing a crisis about, you know, how they was going to supply the world with water. We have completely solved that issue.
Okay, is this patented by your company, or is it?
Well, you cannot patent a natural product, and that's why the Food and Drug Administration really don't have anything to do with it. They can't control it because anybody can go and drink water. They can't patent it. No, it's not patented, ma'am.
Okay.
Maybe some proprietary things that's in there, you know, electrolytes and minerals. Maybe they may have a balance of that have proprietary things, but no. It's water. It's just plain drinking water from the ocean that's been made drinkable. And it's not salty. Matter of fact, I want you guys to understand something I said a little earlier. This water is so good, hospitals is using it to irrigate persons' bodies. And so it's 99.99% pure. That doesn't occur in tap water, groundwater, or municipal water from the city. It does not. And, guys, we're going to drive this thing around the world with us, guys. Come on now. Come on now. We're having fun, and it just begun.
Okay. And then my other question is, how long has this company been following or fighting this?
Well, the company, about a month ago, just developed this water. Okay, so the company has not even opened its doors yet. It will open on April the 19th, and then I wish I could be the first at the door, but I'm probably going to have to fall behind a few paces behind to get in line. But as long as I get in line and then I have the opportunity to get in line early, I'm a happy person. And I'm going to take as many people with me as I possibly can. Brand new company, ma'am.
Well, Sister Catherine, I'm glad to see that you showed, because this is one of my speakers for the show today. And she was going to talk about the Buy Black movement and how basically our people need to really start to not only just spend our money, but also spend it in a wise way instead of in a foolish way. Because the other year when we were, you know, 50 million people here, black people in this country, actually spent money. They spent $1.8 trillion worth of money. But the problem was, they said 97% of that money was spent in other communities, and only 3% of that money was spent in our community. And that was one of the reasons why, when you look into our community, you see a lot of things down and out. But the good thing about it is, once we start to reestablishing wisdom in our minds and saying, you know what, I'm not saying I'm going to never buy anything from white, Asians, Hispanics again, but at least I'm going to buy more from our own community first. And when I do that, that's when our community is going to really start to benefit from that. Because when you're dealing with putting up, you know, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars into our community by spending possibly like 30 or 40 or maybe even 50% of that money, you're going to see a huge impact on that. But anyway, Sister Catherine, at this point, I did want to allow you to speak on this and to share with people how your program can be of great benefit to our people so that they can start to really bring about a huge impact financially on helping our folks. Because it's not so much that we got to go out there and beg for money, for whether it's grant money or business loans and all of that. We already have the money in our hand, but we're just spending it in the wrong way. But anyway, if you could speak on that and share that with our people, that would be great.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. What's happening is there are positive black people who are standing up in communities all across the country and soon to be around the world, taking responsibility for our spending. And it's called the Buy Black Movement. And the whole purpose is to get millions of black people buying from black-owned businesses in the movement at least once a month. And because that's happening, over a quarter of a million black products have sold, shipped, and delivered to black households since 2015. And since it's going so well, effective January 1st, 2024, the whole purpose and focus is now building a nation, Garvey Nation. And I am so excited that we're finally coming together, working together, producing together, making money together. Because if you look around you in other communities, they're doing it already. I'm here in Los Angeles, and when I first moved into my home, it was a predominantly black community and with more mature black people. But now when I look outside, every other house is turning brown, which is nothing wrong with that. That just simply shows the power of coming together and helping each other, what the possibilities are. So the founders of the company, Tag-Team Marketing, that launched the Buy Black Movement program, they get that. And a whole other group of people get that. And so now everybody's coming together to do the same thing. And because it's going so well, now we can start taking our resources and creating what we need in our own communities, and it's called Bark Nation. And that's what I'd like to share today. And if anybody has any questions, let me give you the web link where you can go to and find out more. And I'm going to give you Dr. Benyamin's link. And if you have a pencil handy, here it is, www.buy, like you shop, it's spelled B-U-Y, black, like the color, spell it out, buy black, movement, spell it out, .com/, and then the word time, and then the word to, and then the word when, and then S as in Sam, U, C as in cat, C as in cat, E. That is Dr. Binyama's handle to get you to the Buy Black Movement website, where you can find out more about what I'm talking about, and then you can find out more about Garvey Nation. I'm so excited. Thank you.
Yes. Does anyone have any questions in regards to what my sister just brought up?
Yeah. Hello. This is Frank in Brooklyn.
Hi, Frank.
Hi. You know, I didn't quite get the you know what you were talking about, the,
okay,
how to contact and all that.
Okay, Dr. Binyama, do you have Frank's number? Okay, Frank, give me your number and I'll call you. What is it?
Okay. It's 646 702-3399.
You said 3399?
Yes.
Okay, 646-702-3399. Okay, yeah, I can give you a call after I finish this program.
Sounds like quite a program. It really does.
Yes, it is. I'm excited.
All right. I don't blame you. All right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Brother Frank, and with your question. And did anybody else have any other questions in regards to that? Because this is something that is very important for us as a people. But like mm-hmm. I said, if we could start spending our money wisely instead of foolishly and actually spend more money in our community, we're going
mm-hmm.
to start to see some great and wonderful things come about in our community. And that's a big part of the problem, is when you just spend your money and don't even care where you spend it, then that's how our community can be in a down-and-out situation. But if we start to really think about how we can spend this money in a good and positive way by spending it on different products that can be purchased or even different services, whether it's dealing with a lawyer, a contractor, a real estate broker, it could be a holistic health practitioner. It could be a number of different things that we could be dealing with. But the bottom line is that, you know, if we're going to say, I'm not going to deal with nobody in my community, I'm going in everybody else's community. That's crazy, because in doing that, what happens with that, it closes the door on us being able to keep money in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just constantly giving out hundreds of millions and hundreds of billions of dollars into everybody else's community. And it doesn't make any sense. And that was another thing. They said that with us being able to utilize our money within a year's time, it said that we were like the fourth or fifth richest country in the world, even though we're not a separate country from the United States. But by black people spending that amount of money, it means that we have enough money within our hand to really turn things around in our community. But the only thing is, we're not utilizing the money properly. And once we start to utilize the money properly, that's when we can turn our community around. And you won't be seeing brothers and sisters out on the street corner, "Oh, brother, you got any money you can lend me? Sister, you got any money?" You don't even have to worry about seeing that, because we'll be bringing millions and billions of dollars back into our community. Why? Because we're spending money in our community, and that's a good thing. And that really blew my mind, though. You're looking at 3% of
our people spent 3% of our money that we had in our community, and 97% went into all these other communities and gave it out to millions and billions of dollars to other communities across the world. And I couldn't even believe that. But yet, that was the reality of what we did. So we have to have a wake-up call right now that reawakens us to know that if we can spend our money wisely instead of foolishly, we can really turn our community totally around.
Yep.
And that's what we need to do. And we won't see no more crazy-looking frown on the faces of our people. We'll see a happy smile, and that's what we want to see. So we just need to come together in unity and start to spending our money together in creating a more resurrected, positive, and financially blessed community. And we can do this. It's just a matter of us stepping up to the plate and doing what's needed. So these are some things that we can do. We just need to really be serious about making this happen for me, you, and our community, too. Yes, we do. So if
Go
ahead. What were you going to say, sir?
I said, what do they call that, Dr. Binyama? Being a good steward of the money that is given you.
Well, one thing for sure is it's being a more conscious person of what is needed to be done to bring about positive change in our community. And it's not like you got to go rob a bank and take the money out of that bank and then bring it into our community, nothing crazy like that. We're just talking about spending the money you have in your community. And if you do that, you're going to have a huge impact on being a blessing to your community.
Yep.
And that's what we need to reawaken to. So, Brother Ron, did you have any comment on that with the Backfire movement, or do you see anybody that was interested?
No, it's always great. It's always great to support the community. It's always good to participate in something of that nature. It's always a tremendous opportunity when you support one another. Black Wall Street, back in the history, 1890s, 1880s, Black Wall Street that were built by our people, and the incredible amount of wealth that was built, businesses, banks, hospitals, pharmacies, grocery stores, you know, everything that you would need in build a community, they had it. And so that's a great example of what can be done when you support the community that you live in, whatever color it is, actually. It's a great opportunity. 314, 330, your mic is open. Your mic is open. Unmute yourself.
Oh, right now.
Yes,
my name is Andrew Jones, and I was just invited by a gentleman to listen to the program, so I'm just trying to learn about what's going on. So I'm listening. Don't have anything to say right now other than, you know, let me ask one question. Could someone please define to me what the definition of community is? Because if we don't have definitions for what we're talking about, we could talk around in circles and mean different things. So I hear the word community thrown around quite a bit. So I would like to know, what is that definition of community, and what are the parameters that community can be used to change the plight of a group of people? And I'll just listen. And I'll come back in later after I learn more.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay, I Googled it under community, and it says, number one, a group of people living in the same place are having a particular characteristic in common. And the second definition is a feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals.
That's good.
Did that answer your question, sir?
Oh, I put myself on mute because I was just waiting to hear the information to see if anybody else wanted to say anything about the definition. Because
what I would humbly submit,
but could I just say this one other thing?
No, go right ahead. Go right ahead, sir.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I like to follow rules. One thing I would like to say, the reason I ask those type of questions, because I have done and completed several master's degrees. I have a master's degree in economics from a decent university. And I understand in doing some of my research, some of my thesis papers and obtaining and earning my master's degree, is that it takes a specific thing and a specific focus for a community, for a group of people. And it's been realized and it's known how people change things, how different groups in disparate situations, how they change their lot in life. And that's by human capital development. So what I like to hear or like to learn more is whether or not we're moving to develop human capital development in order to change the plight, because most everything else that's tried always fails. It seems like there's a strong propensity in African-American communities to repeat things that fail, but one thing that hasn't failed to change the plight of noticeable people, when they want to do something about change, they develop their human capital. And I'll go quiet here for a second.
Okay, you got to help me out
I just want to say very quickly, I'm a retired psychologist. I study sociology and psychology, and basically human concept of civilization. People, like the young lady just read the definition of community and those two definitions, people tend to gravitate toward that which is comfortable for them. And most things for human beings are familiarities. And familiarities are basically culture, race, ethnicity, food, music, sports, so things that are common knowledge that people share within a locality. So if they're in, let's say, Boston, and they're in a certain block in Boston, and they have a consistency where they do a lot of community events. They maybe have block party, maybe they have a children's outing, you know, maybe all the kids play baseball together, maybe all the women cook and do fundraising for the church. So it's commonalities that put people together. And African-Americans, when we had the Black Wall Street, that was the community at that time. That was because the community was based on an event that needed to happen and circumstances that bring people together. And most of the time, cultural experiences, social experiences, human dynamics makes people come together. I'm so sorry, young lady. You can go right ahead.
Well, thank you very much for that explanation. I was going to ask the brother if he could clarify his question.
Bear with me. I just came off of mute again because I don't like to have background noise on a great program. Clarifying the question, it was somewhat of a statement, but there was a question embedded in it. And I'm wondering, when we are using terms like community, community is different from neighborhood. And so if I want to succinctly pass this thing as a question, I want to know when will we as a Black recognized community in this, and I'm using the word community in this country, when will we recognize and utilize those things that actually work, like human capital development, as opposed to those things that have shown to fail time after time again? because when you do the analysis of T-Town in Tulsa, when you do the analysis of the very first Black Wall Street that were on the East Coast in the Charlotte, North Carolina areas, that's where the original Black Wall Streets came from, and they've done still to this day a fantastic job of independence in those particular areas, and they did so because they utilized human capital development. If you go to any economic study, you will understand and find out what human capital development is, and I'm submitting to everyone here is that it takes human capital development in order to change things around, not a lot of other things that have been tried over and over that fail.
Okay, community and neighborhood is interchangeable, means the same thing. Okay, so human capital. What did you say? Human capital what?
Human capital development is an economics term, and it's a term used when you look at the devastation that happened to other places on the planet, and no matter where you go. The reason that people are able to turn their plight around is because they utilize the human capital development that was attained through what the gentleman talked about, their culture, their value systems, their norms, and the knowledge base, that accumulated knowledge base that even though something catastrophic happens, people are able to turn their plight around because they have all of these value systems in place that puts them back on the track, so that they can build up their culture again and build up their communities and neighborhoods.
Okay, when you say human capital development, are you talking about getting an education, like going to college?
That means all forms of intelligence building, all forms of intelligence building, but you cannot divorce yourself as a group of people of not bringing in those types of things that will make you competent and capable in skill set development and your mind development. Because once you burn down Berlin, once you go to backwardness of, say, for instance, of Scottish people in the hills of Scotland who were backwards, they had to recognize through all of their leadership that they had to turn around their ability to be able to accomplish things through intelligence and to have the skill set to be able to build bridges, to do all those other things, because your value system now adopts that and supports it wholeheartedly.
Okay, so what's your point about human capital development?
I'm submitting that that's something I'm saying should be a primary focus in the African-American Black community, that we have to develop that because everything else goes for naught. Because when we talk about all these grandiose plans, they continuously fail because we haven't developed the capital development within our culture in order to move us forward.
Okay. Are we doing anything now to further human capital development? Are we doing anything now?
Nothing of significance. This is the reason the gentleman, I guess, wanted me to call in, because he knows I studied this stuff and I understand that these things are critical. I'm saying I can name every group, just about every group that you can think of, identifiable group in the world, and when they turn themselves around, it is because of that term. That's why I'm throwing the term out, so maybe we can start embracing and understanding what this term means. It's an economics term, and it's also a sociological. They make reference to the term as far as economics is concerned, because if you don't have human capital development, people will always take advantage of you and lead you down the Penrose path, and then we'll continuously talk about all the woes and things that are holding us back and will never develop.
Okay, so what do you propose that we do to attain human capital development?
Start talking about that term and what that term it means. Because now we have to start talking about developing a value system that even though, and it was an artificial type of force that made these T-towns and these so-called Black Wall Street, because remember, we can't get away from the fact that we do talk about racism. I will talk about systemic racism during that time period, particularly when we talk about Jim Crow and all of those things. We were forced to do business together. But once they opened up the doors and we didn't have the sociological human capital development, that's when we fragmented and fell apart. Because we were forced to do something instead of understanding and knowing that this is what we need to do. So I think you mentioned earlier about Marcus Garvey. This is what Marcus Garvey saw and understood. This is why he was talking about economics from that standpoint, but economics from the standpoint that you're going to only get certain groups of people who are going to move into it, and then others will come along. What I see we're doing, we're trying to artificially force people to get involved, talking about how they should spend their money. What we should be doing, I'm saying, in human capital development is promoting achievement through, it could be trade schools, whatever, but the mindset of people saying that we're going to do better, we're going to rally around those who want to do so, and the others will follow once we establish something, not the other way where we're trying to force people to do something. We have to have a group of people who want to stand out front, show the way, and say, come follow us. And those who don't follow us, it's almost like Harriet Tubman, we'll leave them on the way, by the wayside, but we have to get to the shore to be able to pull somebody else out of the water.
Okay. Do you know anybody that's currently practicing human capital development?
In the United States as far as black people?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anyone who's doing it. I hear people dancing around it, talking about other things that are loosely connected. But, again, we keep talking about things from I don't know if you people, I'm not saying that disparagingly because I'm black too. I don't know if anyone has heard of Ahmed Didat. He's passed away, and he was very critical of the Arab community in South Africa and the world. The Arab community really respects him, but he had to lament. He had to really get on the Arab community about their position because their philosophical point causes retrogression and for them to go backwards, and particularly when they deal with Israel and other countries who, I will use the term, are more sophisticated in language and contracts and everything else, and they always come out on the short end of the stick. Once he started talking about it, they started to try to change and understood that we got to get key groups of people out front talking about these things, and then it will grow. No one just wakes up automatically overnight and do anything. You got to have a small group of people starting to talk about it, and that's how you have paradigm shifts when strong people start talking about those things that work and that work only, not things that we're fantasizing about trying to achieve.
Well, you sound very passionate about it. You sound very passionate about it. Have you thought about starting a movement doing that?
Well, to be honest with you, I'll say this to you. I've done things in the city that I'm from, and people know me, and they know the type of work I've done, like the gentleman at Bianchi. I think he's on here. I think he probably participates. He knows my history of being involved with the youth and trying to push things forward. But it's a hard, hard fight because we've got people who want to maintain the status quo. We have people who want to stand out front, who want to get rewards, and then they don't ultimately help people because, again, we're trying to get people to change the paradigm, their philosophy of, if you really think about what African Americans were able to achieve, my forefathers, your forefathers and mothers, they did a heck of a job under all the systemic pressures and hatred and barriers that was in front of them. They performed at a high level. That's part of human capital development. When you have the moral, the ethics, the infrastructure within your community that says no matter what happens to you, we're going to keep moving for the highest points of excellence. And that has not been talked about significantly in African-American community. We'll talk about everything but our responsibility of holding us accountable for things that our forefathers have done. If you could just think about your grandmother, your mother, things of that nature, they would probably, if they're passed on, they'll probably be rolling over in their graves looking at all the hard work that they did to get us to where we are and all the things that we're able to achieve and do, and they fought for us to get here, and now we're squandering the whole thing. So I've been involved for years in the St. Metropolitan St. Louis area. If you say ask about Andrew Jones, they'll tell you that I've been out here fighting, but I've been fighting the fight uphill.
Would you be interested in a movement?
Okay, well, keep up the good fight, brother.
Would you be interested in the movement for independence and sovereignty of the African American community from the United States? Have an independent, sovereign state nation right here?
Well, brother, I think that's idealistic, but I'm saying that we need to take advantage of what we have here now
and not go
off these. I'm saying it's a tangent to go off on those things. We have enough to do right now in order for us to participate fully in this system, and we can do something on the side. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The problem with the socialization of African Americans in America is because everyone that was under any kind of condition of subserviency to a higher group of people, they always get what? They get their sovereignty. When America separated from Europe, they got what? They got sovereignty. You cannot be enslaved. You cannot be in bondage. You cannot be a indentured servant and get, as a total people, as a group of people, as a cultural race of people, being even being an indentured servant. Once you get released from that subserviency, you have to get your sovereignty. Sovereignty is extremely important, because once you get sovereignty, you have to sit down and negotiate the terms in which you're looking to move forward. So if we are serious about this, we must seek our sovereignty. That is the problem with the socialization. But because Patrick Moynihan, in 1950, he said that America is going to be one country with two societies. And as we are moving forward now, every social proliferation of understanding now is that America has two societies. Because when a person tells you that you're Black American history and we're American history, they already create a separate society for you right there. So the only thing that you can do, because of the fact that they're the controlling factor, is to get your sovereignty. So what? With sovereignty and independence, you have a sovereign nation state. You have the ability to negotiate your terms, develop your educational system, and there's a host of political and social conditioning that you can get. The UN in 2016 did a study of the conditions of African Americans, and they said that it is deplorable. It is the similarity, or even worse, in the time that we were enslaved. So even the UN sees that they got the UN drip, where the indigenous people will be restored back to their economic and social and political standards. But in order to get those opportunities, one have to be a sovereignty, independent nation state, and we could do that right here in the U.S. of A. It'll be beneficial to the U.S. and beneficial to us. Why? Because we have to continue to battle each other about slavery, about what happened a long time ago, about all these conditions. We have to keep battling. The problem is we keep battling. Resources are very limited, and that's what world's people in a condensed country, that's what we fight over. We're fighting over resources. And so resources are very limited, and everybody wants the resource. There's 212 million whites compared to 42 million African Americans. So the resources are very limited. We cannot compete to continue fighting against them and trying to make them say sorry for slavery, sorry for this, you did that. It's not going to work. We need our sovereignty, our independence, so we can have political social structure where we can identify ourselves. Not saying we have to leave America, not saying we have to start some war against white people. No, it's a peaceful transformation that's been done for thousands of years. Everybody, when they get the independence from a colonialism or imperialistic condition, they get what? They get sovereignty, independence, and the nation state. And so with that, I'm going to open up the great 341-677, your mic is open.
Could you speak on the water one more time and the benefits and the possibility of people getting wealthy?
Norman, are you there?
Yes, I'm Norman. Here.
Yeah, I heard what the gentleman said. You want me to speak on the water? I know our time limit is almost up, so I just say
you got good timing. You got good timing. Good timing. Sir,
okay.
repeat your question again.
I wanted him to speak on the water, as he done earlier, and talk about the benefits of people becoming wealthy, getting involved with the program.
Okay. All right. Well, I was asking people that they hear about a product called 5-Hour Energy. It's at every truck stop, every convenience store. Mostly have it around the cash register. It has been a product that's been out many years, but the person that invented that product has made billions of dollars from that, and now he wants to give back, really, because he's invented other products, including one that can turn ocean water into fresh drinking water. And he wants to give back to the community. Okay, they stumbled upon some accidental technology. That information will be sent to your phone once we have your contact information. But the accidental technology, it made the water pure, something that has never been done before. They have created salt water, fresh water from salt water, but it was never economical for the average person to afford. This billionaire that he's well documented is giving a case of that water, 99.9% pure, so pure that hospitals are now using it to irrigate operating room patients. They added some electrolytes, some lemon. I love lemon. They added some minerals. They added things, and they found out that it quickly absorbed into the body. And I might not be seeing every detail to go along with it, and you will find out as we go on this platform, but it is turning people back healthy from a host of different things. I'll give you some facts here. 99.9% of all diseases are a cause of poor hydration. They found out that this water goes directly into the cells, and it is healing a host of conditions. I mean, there are people on the phone as we talk while they get the product in the mail, and they pop a can of this pure hydration water, and headaches are going away. I'm hearing reports of pressure problems and sugar problems going down to normal, and a host of other things, discomfort. You guys know what I mean. I can't say that in an open forum like this. So it's just like having a tooth problem, and it's hurting real bad. So I would say hurt problems are going away in the knees, all over the body, in the elbows, shoulders, wherever there is hurt going on. This powerful hydration product is healing all of that and much, much more. Now, they are opening their doors on the 19th of April, about 2 weeks from now, and they got an opportunity where people can align themselves right now as we speak, because this is going around the world. He's giving this product out all over the world, and then after that, people will want it more than you ever seen before, and there was an opportunity to earn so much income. It is it's crazy. Everybody on the planet needs water. The world is 75% water, and the whole world cannot live, especially with this hydrated product that gives people what they need. And, you know, we can go into a whole lot of other things after this, but I'm just telling you that, guys, you are seeing something that you can make the decision to align yourself with. Other than a consumer of the water, that's a plus. That's gravy on the potatoes, guys. You can do what you want, but we're encouraging you to align yourself with this company. It absolutely costs nothing to align yourself. It's just a matter of calling Benjamin Bridges or Dr. Ron Robertson and saying, I want in. I want to sign up for this program, because, guys, let me tell you what, this is going worldwide. Folks will be drinking this pure hydration water, especially for the health benefits. I mean, don't you want your children to be properly hydrated, guys? Because down the road, if you don't, it's going to lead to a host of problems. And we all know what sugar problems are. That is one of the leading causes of death, heart problems. All of these problems are a direct result of poor hydration. And that myth that they're talking about, you know, that funny story where they tell you to go home and drink all this water, and then you jump around and you can hear the water in your stomach. Guys, it hadn't gone nowhere except to your bladder. It hadn't gone into your cells. This water goes directly into the cells, giving the body what it needs to heal itself. And documentation, guys, beat conversation any day of the week. I can tell you, when this goes into your cells, guys, it heals itself. And all the metabolic processes that get started that can't complete themselves, all of a sudden they're completing themselves, and now you're seeing all these things come back into balance. And I'm excited to be able to talk about this product. And then, you know, I will always, since I align myself first, and you have the opportunity, too, to say, I told you so, get in line, get yourself set up for what's going worldwide, guys. We have that capability. I hope that kind of talks about what we're doing, my friend. If not, you can call me at 912. Anyone can call me. 912-655-7808. I'm here to help each and every one of you and guide you. But remember, guys, we have not opened our doors. And so I know that the corporate office that's in Detroit, not Detroit, but Farmington Hills, Michigan, that ain't far from Detroit, they're going to be doing further calls. I'm just a little guy, a messenger leading you to the big call. But, guys, you can certainly take care of your family and your family's family on something that the world needs, and that's water. You know, people smile, and you give them the right hydration, and now they're sleeping better, they're feeling better, they got a sense of wellness. Their pressure issues are going normal. Their sugar is going normal. Let me tell you about a guy, a friend of mine. I'm not going to really try to tell all of his story. I'm going to have him on the next show, hopefully. He's a pastor. But let me tell you something. He ate the ugliest meal you could imagine over the weekend, knowing he was diabetic. I guarantee you, every donut they had, every cup of coffee, every cake, every pudding they had, he ate it. And he was so scared to go check his blood sugar because he knew he had done wrong. And, you know, he made himself do it because he'd rather do something about it than not to. And he ended up didn't have to do anything, guys, because his sugar level, instead of being 300 or 400, was only 135. And he was a believer of then what this water can do to help people worldwide. All issues, 99% of them, directly related to poor hydration of water. Mm-hmm. And I hope I answered your question, my friend. I know that was a little quick. I mean, it doesn't take a novel to read to know that you need to drink the right type of fluid. It ain't how much water you guys are drinking. It's what your body can absorb.
Thank you, sir, very much.
You are more than welcome, and you can get a case of this water absolutely free by providing your name, your physical address so we can mail it, your email address, city, state, zip, and date of birth so we know it that we're giving it to an adult, even though you can turn around and give it to children. We're doing business with adults who are the leaders of children, and I am so excited because I know that if you take a hold of this bull by the horns, it's going to take you somewhere. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, my brother, for sharing that information, and I'm really glad to see that you know, you were giving up some information that really could answer some of the questions that people had that were questioning you.
And also for Sister Catherine, I thank you also for your program as well, because both of these programs are programs that, you know, can really be having a huge impact on helping our people. And health-wise and even financially-wise, which is good with the water, and also with the Buy Black movement as well. You know, this is something that could really help our people also. And these are things, neither one of these things are things that we should ignore and just say, eh, I don't want to get involved with none of that. You know, we shouldn't have that kind of crazy attitude. Our attitude should be like, wow, this sounds like something that could really help. And the good thing about it is, with the water, you're dealing with a free case of water that you don't even have to put up money to purchase it, nor do you have to pay the money to have it shipped to you, you know. So this is something that you should call me or Brother Ron or, you know, my brother here. But the bottom line is that in that being the case, you can get this and you could test it out for free on yourself or different members of your family that may have a serious problem. And you can see, you know, if this was something that helped to turn their health situation around. And that would be a good thing. And in regards to what Sister Catherine was talking about with the Buy Black movement, we're not talking about putting a gun to people's heads and telling them that if you don't buy, you know, in your black community, you know, somebody's going to pull the trigger on you. It's nothing crazy like that. What we're talking about is that we need to just elevate our consciousness enough to know that instead of spending millions and billions of dollars in everybody else's community and hardly any money in our own community, we need to start to reestablish us buying things in the black community. And like I said before, whether it's buying black products or whether it's buying black services, whether it's a lawyer, a contractor, a real estate broker, a holistic health practitioner. It's a lot of different, you know, services that our people have. But if you're going to spend that money in other areas and other communities, then that means that a lot of the money that could go into our community will not even come into our community. And that's something that we need to stop doing, spending millions and billions of that money in other people's community. We need to start spending it in our community. Yeah, go ahead, Ron. What were you going to say?
I want to say very quickly, if I may, anyone is interested in African American Independence Day, NGO, Inc., we're registered with the United Nations. We're an independent organization, nonprofit. We're developing opportunities. We're helping people who to get economic stability, helping kids to continue in college, universities. And so anybody interested in understanding the whole premise behind sovereignty, independence, and a national state, you know, call the number 914-913-2077. 914-913-2077. 914-913-2077. I am tired of complaining. I'm tired of getting harassed or being harassed, or, you know, if you're tired of constantly every day listening to all of this insidious behavior that goes on in America, all this hatred and racism, and I don't want a part of it. I don't want to be a part of that continuous arguing with people over things that we know that are true. I'm tired of arguing. If you're tired of arguing and you want to have a peaceful life, you want your kids to have a peaceful life, I have 8 kids, 21 great-grandkids and great and grandkids, and I do not want them to live in a situation what we're living now. And so if we want a better life, we're going to have to separate. The Bible says only 2 men can walk together if they agree. If they don't agree, they got to separate. Husband and wives divorce every day because what? They can't agree. America and African Americans, we do not agree. We need to separate. We need to divorce. We need to get our independence. And if people are serious about that, give us a call. If you're just talking because you're just talking and you want to keep talking for the next 100 years about the same insidious behavior, then go ahead and keep. I don't want my son walking down the street and some crazy cop shoot him in the head. I don't want no KKK Nazi or skinhead or whatever they call themselves killing my kids. I don't want to be in that environment, and it's unnecessary to be in that environment. And as long as we continue to discuss these things and argue about these things with these people, you're putting your life in danger. They're talking about World War III, and they're not talking about somebody from overseas. They're talking right here in the good old U.S. of A. We need to circumvent these things, people, and just not separate from these people and not have to discuss these things anymore. That's the only way we're going to survive in this country, if we come to a common agreement with the powers to be. They're the large majority. Like I said before, there's 221 million white Americans compared to 42 million African Americans. They control everything. There's no way for us to do anything. We can't compete. We're not Michael Jordan on the basketball court. We cannot compete. The only way we can do this is come to a sovereignty to separate. That's easy. Yeah, there's some good white people. I'm sure there's a lot of good white people, but they're not enough for them to get this thing where it's back to even keel, because their interest is also invested in what the majority of the people of their cultures are continuing to do. So if we come to a common agreement to separate, and they can have their history, they can talk about anything they want to talk about. They can say slavery was beautiful and slaves benefited, like DeSantis said. If they want to drive all those narratives to their children and they want to tell their children all that kind of stuff, they can tell them. That's their freedom. That's the freedom of this country, freedom of speech. Let them say what they want to say. And then we can have our side and teach our kids what we need to teach our kids so we can go forward. But we cannot continue in the conditions we're living now. It's terrible. I never lived like this. I come from a wealthy family, and this is just a continuous problem. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to keep continually arguing with people over stupidity, what we're arguing over. And people are dying. That's the problem. People are dying every day over stupidity, whether it's white people or black people or Spanish people or whoever. It's stupidity, and I don't want to be a part of it. So if you're a person that want peace in your life, you want to move forward as a minister, I don't want to fight, I don't want to kill, I don't want to get a gun, you know, but I don't want to be put into those circumstances. If you're a person that want peace and want to move on with your life, give us a call, the African-American Independence Day. That's our whole social construct. That's where we're moving forward. 914-913-2077. Thank you so much. Ben, I think we're at the final analysis.
Right. Well, we only have a few minutes left, and all I just wanted to say is thank you all for coming on the call, and let's keep our minds up on high and know that our goals and dreams will start to fly. Peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you for joining us. All right, Ron.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been?
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's got to get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause God,
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within your heart.
better.
Welcome.